Chapter 5. The Evil Magician. "I can't believe Aladdin would actually help that guy," Jonah says. "Hello, hasn't he heard the term stranger danger?" Jonah and I watch as the evil magician studies the kids playing duck ball, a frown on his face. He's clearly looking for someone. Oh, right. He's looking for Aladdin, so he can bring Aladdin to the cave and make him find the magic lamp. But Aladdin isn't here because I gave him a nosebleed. Oops. Jonah? I say.
Yeah?
Says Jonah. I messed up the story. Prince wakes up with a bark as if he's heard me. Quickly, I explain to Jonah how Aladdin won't be able to help the magician now due to the bloody nose I gave him.
"But maybe that's a good thing," Jonah says. "We don't want Aladdin getting mixed up with the evil magician anyway, right?"
I shake my head. "But Aladdin needs the genie if he's going to end up with the princess. We have to make this right." Ding, ding, ding. Suddenly, I have an idea. The story never says why the evil magician picks Aladdin to get the lamp. Maybe it can be any kid. Maybe it can be us. "Hey, Jonah," I say, "what if we get the lamp? Then we'll give it to Aladdin later." Jonah looks at me like I'm nuts. He does that a lot. "How?" "You go up to the evil magician. Start talking to him. Then he'll take you." Jonah's eyes bug out.
"Me? You're sending me over to the evil magician? Have you ever heard of stranger danger?"
"He's not a stranger. We know who he is and exactly what is going to happen. He's the evil magician from the story."
"Good point," Jonah says. "But doesn't the person who gets the lamp have to be Aladdin?"
"I don't think so. All the evil magician needs is someone to go get it. Someone who's willing to go inside the cave."
"Why doesn't the magician just go into the cave himself?" Jonah asks. "And if he's a magician, why can't he just work some magic to make the lamp appear in his hand?"
Forget the read-a-thon. If there was such a thing as a question-a-thon, Jonah would win it. "I have no idea," I say. Jonah's eyes light up.
"But I'm totally willing to go in the cave. Do you think it has bats and stuff? Like a haunted house cave?"
My back stiffens. Maybe this is not a good idea.
"No, it is a good idea," Jonah insists. "I've always wanted to go exploring in a cave."
Then his whole face lights up.
"Ooh, and I just thought of something else."
"What?" I ask suspiciously.
"If we get the lamp, maybe we can make a wish to free Mary Rose."
I gasp. I can't believe I didn't think of it myself. Jonah is right. This is a brilliant plan. We'll be able to help out Aladdin and Mary Rose at the same time.
"It's perfect," Jonah continues excitedly. "I'll go in the cave, I'll get the lamp, meet the genie, and wish Mary Rose free. Then we'll give the lamp to Aladdin, and everything can go on the way it's supposed to. It's a win-win."
I nod. It does sound perfect. But I'm suddenly nervous. I can't just send Jonah into a place that might be dangerous. What if he doesn't come back? Aladdin was okay in the story, but Jonah's only 7.
"I'm so excited," Jonah exclaims.
He jumps down from the wall and starts running toward the evil magician. Prince goes racing after him. I hurry to catch up with my brother, but I'm not fast enough.
"Hi, Mr. Man,"
I hear Jonah say. I bet he almost called him Mr. Evil Magician. The magician tears his eyes away from the players and looks down at Jonah. If he's noticed Prince sniffing his shoe, he doesn't say anything.
"Can I help you?"
he asks.
"What do you think of the game?" Jonah asks.
"It seems interesting,"
the evil magician says. Jonah shrugs his scrawny shoulders.
"Yeah? It looks boring to me. What's the point in throwing a ball back and forth?"
The evil magician looks at Jonah.
"You don't like to play ball?"
"Not really," Jonah says. "It's not exciting enough for me. I like adventures.
I like exploring. I like danger. I hold my breath. The magician raises an eyebrow.
You do?
Yep. I am so bored. What a boring day. I wish I had something exciting to do. La 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 la. The la 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 may have been pushing his luck.
Well,
the man says,
I might have a suggestion.
It's working. Jonah feigns surprise.
You do? I love suggestions.
I stifle a laugh. I step closer to them.
It just so happens that I am about to embark on an adventure,
the evil magician says.
Really?
Jonah says, his eyes extra wide. The magician nods.
I need to get something from a cave. Would you like to help me?
Bingo.
I would, Jonah cries. I really would.
Let us leave at once,
the magician says, and motions for Jonah to follow him.
Great,
Jonah says. Then he winks at me and starts to follow the man. Is he kidding me? Does he really think he's just going to walk away with an evil magician? Not on my watch.
Wait,
I holler. Jonah and the magician turn to me.
Excuse me,
the magician says.
I'm coming with you,
I call out.
Woof, woof, woof,
Prince barks.
We're coming with you,
I correct. The man looks at Jonah.
Do you know that girl? He asks. And that creature?
Yep, Jonah nods. She's my sister. And that's our dog, Prince.
I hurry up to them, Prince at my side. I love adventures too, and, danger. So does my dog. The man raises his eyebrows at me. He's probably surprised that he doesn't have to put in that much effort. In the original story, the evil magician pretends to be one of Aladdin's many uncles. He also sucks up to Aladdin's mother, and even brings Aladdin fancy clothes before getting Aladdin to agree to come with him. This time he didn't have to do anything, and he gets two kids and a dog. I really want to come, I add, and Prince won't be any trouble. He's a good dog, aren't you, Prince? I give Prince a serious warning look. He better be good.
Woof,
Prince says extra sweetly.
I suppose you can join us,
the evil magician says.
Follow me.
Behind the man's back, Jonah and I give each other a high five.